This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Sure, we took a little bit of a break, but that doesn't mean anything for the game.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Yeah. So got to rest your brain a little bit.
Yes, I did. I certainly did rest.
I hope that you did all sorts of calisthenics, brain calisthenics. And Kevin, who are we playing with today?
Claudia.
Good morning, Claudia.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is all the way up to $280.
Okay.
All right, Katie's Katie's going to leave the studio, and as soon as she's gone, we will start, and she is gone. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Question one, Will Smith posted a video of him answering the question of who the best actors of all time are. He listed Marlon Brando, Denzel Washington, Daniel Day-Lewis, and him. And he wasn't kidding. He was very confident that he is one of the best actors to ever live. How about that? What live-action Disney remake did Will Smith star in?
Aladdin.
Question two, Bella Ramsey, the actress from Game of Thrones and The Last of Us, just went public with her diagnosis of autism. She got a formal assessment after a crew member assumed she was autistic because she acted like their child. A type of autism is Asperger's syndrome. Spell Asperger.
Oh, God, I'm a horrible speller. Okay. A-S-E-R-G-E-R?
Question three. Disney and Pixar announced yesterday that they're making Coco 2.
Oh, wow.
And it will come out in 2029. The movie will take place entirely in the land of the dead with an all-new adventure. Are you excited about that?
A little bit, yes.
I'm very nervous about it.
Why?
I consider Coco a perfect film, I don't want them to ruin that.
Yeah, true.
In the original film, who was Coco?
Who was Coco?
3 seconds. Three, two, one. Moving on.
Sure.
Question four. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren both had to wear electric underwear while filming the show 1923. The reason why was because it was so cold where they were in Montana, it would sometimes feel like 20 below zero with the wind chill. Don't do that to old people. What temperature is freezing?
It's below something.
What temperature is freezing? 3 seconds. Three.
0 degrees Celsius. I think it's like 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Question five. Apple TV Plus is the least profitable streaming service by a lot. They announced to shareholders that they lose $1 billion a year despite spending $4 billion a year on content. So at that rate, if they spent $36 billion, how much have they lost?
Wait, so it's...
If they spent $36 billion, how much have they lost?
But they originally had $4 billion?
They spend $4 billion a year, and they lose $1 billion.
So wait, what is my beginning cost here?
They spend... Is this too confusing, Kevin?
I got it.
They spend $4 billion a year, and they lose $1 billion.
Okay.
So if they spend $36 billion total, how much have they lost total? 3 seconds.
Oh,
Three, two, one. Time's up.
All right. Okay.
Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Claudia, what do you do for a living?
I restore art pieces.
You work for what?
I work for museums and I restore art pieces.
Wow.
That's fascinating. Yeah. You know, we were just talking this morning about how somebody bought a painting at Goodwill for $3 and it turned out to be worth $3,000 because it's, I guess, a semi-rare painting. I was like, who would even know if a painting was worth money? You would. Claudia would.
Yeah, Claudia.
Yeah.
I would.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes. Can we turn the music down a tiny bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, anything. All right, here we go. Question one. Will Smith posted a video of him answering the question, who's the best actors of all time? And he said, Marlon Brando, Denzel Washington, Daniel Day-Lewis, and a little guy named Will Smith. And he wasn't kidding. He is very sure he's one of the greatest living actors of all time.
Really?
Yeah. What live action Disney remake did Will Smith star in?
Aladdin.
Yes. I'm the genie of the lamp. Question two. Bella Ramsey, the actress from Game of Thrones and The Last of Us, just went public with her diagnosis of autism as an adult. And she got the formal assessment because a crew member on The Last of Us talked to her about autism because she acted just like his child did. And they assumed she was autistic.
Oh.
And turns out she was. A type of autism is Asperger's syndrome. Okay. Spell Asperger's.
Okay. Asperger.
Yeah.
I thought Asperger's wasn't a thing anymore.
I don't know. It came up when I Googled types of autism.
Okay.
Yeah. Question three. Disney Pixar announced that they are making Coco 2. Why is that funny?
Why are you laughing?
You remember when you tried to make me watch Coco.
Yeah. She would not pay attention.
That's so mean.
She was on her phone the whole time.
I don't think it was just that. There was somebody, our friend Rain was there too.
It was a mess.
And
you guys.
One of the best Pixar movies.
Right.
I'm not going to watch movies. I don't know what to tell you.
Makes me cry every time I watch it.
Because we love our family.
There was so much of Katie, are you watching? Huh?
Yeah.
What? Huh? Yeah, I'm watching.
I love that guitar. It's magic.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Who was, you? This might be hard for you to answer.
Right.
Who was Coco in the original film?
The star.
The star was Miguel.
Yeah.
Oh, that the boy isn't Coco?
No, the boy is
so
Miguel.
So mad at you.
So Kevin, who is Coco?
The grandmother.
Yeah.
Do you know what the dog was called?
I'm so mad. Perro.
No.
That's dog in Spanish. Yes.
Right.
Question four: Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren both had to wear electric underwear while they filmed the show 1923 because they filmed it in Montana, where sometimes it was 20 below zero with the wind chill.
So it was warming underwear.
Yes, don't do that to them. What temperature is freezing?
32 degrees.
Yes, that is correct. Question five. Apple TV Plus is the least profitable streaming service. They announced to shareholders that they lose $1 billion every year, despite spending $4 billion a year on content. So at that rate, if they spent $36 billion, how much have they lost?
So they've spent $36 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the question? Okay, $36 billion.
Yeah. How much have they lost?
They've lost. How many years have they been doing this?
Well, I guess that's kind of what I want to know.
Oh.
I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
12. Okay.
They've lost $9 billion.
Okay.
Claudia, are you there? Claudia?
She left.
Did she?
She don't like
no,
you.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's here.
Like, okay.
She's touching up a painting.
Yeah. All right. Final score. You both got 3.
Oh,
it's a tie.
None of y'all got the math question.
Yeah.
It was complicated.
It might have been too complicated.
You just do fractions.
Four times.
4/1 divide. How many fours go into 360?
That's what I thought. Like, what is 36 divided by 4?
Yeah, not.
And there's your answer.
It's
That's fine. What I thought. It doesn't matter. Claudia, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart. I love that. And we're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow, making it a big, fat $300 jackpot.